say. It's too heavy for me to carry, so I just took hold of it and I...
drug it?
Okay. You say, we have already what that branch off the road.
Drag that branch off the road.
Okay. You say, you have to get hold of it in order to, if you want to. If it's too heavy for you to carry, you can wet it off.
Slide it or roll it?
Or using the word...
drag it?
Okay. Say a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along. You say that he was doing what?
Hauling wood.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece between the horses is called...
a single tree.
Okay. What if you have...
no, the tongue. The long piece between them is the tongue. The single tree is back here behind each horse. Single tree is what them things hangs on.
What if you have two horses? Each one would have a single tree, and then you'd have a...
long tongue. That's a wagon tongue.
Uh-huh. And to connect the single trees, you'd have a...
a trace chain.
Do you ever hear a double...
a double tree?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you have with a buggy?
Well, that's been so long, I've forgotten a lot of that. What do you have with the buggy?
Uh-huh.
Well, the shaves.
Okay. And with a wagon wheel, starting with the inside, you have the hub. Then the spokes come out and they fit into the...
rim?
What's the rim made out of?
Iron. The rim's made out of metal.
What do you call the wooden part that the rim fits over?
Well, I can't remember right now.
Did you ever hear Felly?
Yeah, Fella. I guess that's the name.
And you wanted to chop a log, an X-shaped frame like this that you could set the log in.
I know what you're talking about now. Build a...
uh-huh.
I can't think of that now.
What would carpenters use, an A-shaped frame that...
What carpenters use?
Uh-huh.
Horse.
Okay. And if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up so the liquid wouldn't spill out, you could stick in a...
cork.
What would you call it if it's made out of plastic or glass? Would you still call it a cork?
No, you'd call it a stopper on the top.
Okay.
Stopper.
And a musical instrument you blow on like this?
It's a harp. French harp.
What about one like this?
Juice harp.
Can you play them?
No. No. My dad could, but I can't.
Is that where your son got his musical?
I don't know, honey. Probably did. Because none of the rest of my children don't take no interest in music. My youngest daughter played a clarinet in a band one time, but not very much. She wasn't too interested in it. No, my oldest son, he took the guitar lessons when he was about 11 years old. And he just picked it up. They was going to teach him down here at the school. And he came in, he wanted to take the guitar lessons. And my husband says, well, son, there's none of our family plays music. I don't think you'd be interested in it. So the teacher came out and talked to us. And my husband says, well, I don't know if he'd be interested in it. And he says, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. If he takes the lesson and he's not interested in it, says, we'll just stop them, because, you know, it was costing quite a bit for them to take the lessons. And they furnished the guitar to start the lessons, gave him a little old guitar. So he started taking the lessons, and you never saw anybody in your life as interested in anything as he was that music. Honey, he would sit there and strum that guitar, the house would have been on fire, I reckon. And now he can play almost anything he wants to.
On the wagon wheels, the thing that runs across and connects one wheel to the other.
Axle.
Okay.
That's the axle.
You straighten your hair using a comb and a...
brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you're...